Your police officer can be your biggest friend or your worst enemy in one of these cases. When you have the report, does the police officer's determination about fault come in? I know that adjuster's often looking at that and valuing the case based on what the officer said, but will it ever see the light of day? Does the police officer's opinions on accident reconstruction issues, do those come in? Do the statements of witnesses, just because they're written down in the police report, do those come in? Case law is confusing and contradictory, so hopefully now we're going to get some light shed on that, and I know we will, by Mr. Damian Williams. Nice to meet you, Damian. Thank you for coming in today. Damian Williams is a partner at Hamilton Wingo, a firm that goes to trial quite often and with quite a level of success, I will tell you. I think many of you already know that. He, like many of us, started out as a district attorney. I started out in Houston. Looks like you started out in Dallas. He's a partner there. He's tried over 50 jury trials, and he's going to talk to us today about police officer reports. Please give Damian Williams a big round of applause.
Thank you so much. All right, good afternoon, y'all. So I got the lucky draw of being the last one today, so I'll try to be quick. But I do have a lot of information to go through. So my name is Damian Williams. I'm a trial attorney from Dallas. I've had the opportunity to try a lot of cases, both criminal and civil. One of the things, as someone who started off their career at the Dallas County District Attorney's Office, that I take with me is the importance of police reports. And what we're going to go through today, specifically, is the anatomy of a police report. And I know everyone in here, from the time you've been in law school until some of us have been practicing for 20, 30, 40 plus years, you know what a police report looks like. But what do you do, number one, when what should be in a police report isn't there? Or most importantly, for all your cases, whether you're on the defense side or on the plaintiff side, what if the police report is against you, but you don't think it is? In fact, we have trial coming up with a wonderful firm in Dallas that recently sent us a case because they thought, hey, look, we don't think that the defendant that we're representing is at fault here. I took a look at it, spoke to the client, and I agreed. So what do you do when the police report is against you? Also, I want to give you some insight on, and I know I'm speaking to primarily mostly plaintiff's attorneys here, but regardless of what you personally think about our police officers and their process, there is a way, I think, to get what you want as you start discovery and you start to move through it. And it really starts with fine-tuning how you look at the police report. So police reports are often the beginning of your case, not the end. What does that mean? Well, we're going to go through what I think when I look at a police report, and then how we use what we've learned through discovery, through depositions, through even just talking to our cop, through our FOIA request, in trial itself. So initial steps. Most everyone should be obviously making a big deal of transportation code violations. When you're getting a report, particularly for the younger lawyers who are going to hear this, making sure you're adding that in to your petition. Whether it's exiting a private drive, unsafe speed, stop sign, traffic signal, whatever it is, obviously include that in your case. But the next step is finding out, particularly if it's maybe a case that's local to you or you're familiar with the law enforcement jurisdiction, taking note, is this investigating officer in some sort of traffic or transportation unit? Because before you even speak to them, before even depositions start, you should begin thinking of the framing of the case and how you're going to pitch liability, beginning with the officer and maybe some things that you can figure out about them before you even start talking to them. So is this someone who is DOT certified, right? Do they do trucking cases all the time? Are they the ones who pull over tractor trailers, let's say? Are they, if you're in Dallas or Houston, are they in a DWI unit? Are they a traffic cop? Are they a motorcycle officer? Obviously considering the spoken language of drivers and witnesses and officers, if a case lands on your desk, whether it's defense or it's on the plaintiff side, and you know that you have a Spanish speaker and you see officers listed on the report and all of a sudden, and again, whether on the defense or the plaintiff side, they say, well, hey, there's no one out there who spoke Spanish. There's no out there who spoke Vietnamese. Make note of that, right? Because you're going to make a big deal about that later. Also, keep in your notes and your discovery request. If you're doing a subpoena to an officer, we can talk about why that may or may not be a good idea. I tend to not do that, or I tend to subpoena an officer follow up with a phone call, an email, and then say, hey, I don't mind moving this to adjust your schedule.